Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The incident of Ifk in the battle of the Bani Mustaliq in the 6th year of Hijrah. Aisha radiallahu anha joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She had a separate camel to ride upon which a carriage was fitted for her. She remained in the carriage for most of the time. Before moving, a few men would lift the carriage and tie it onto the back of the camel. She was so light in weight that the men lifting the carriage would not even feel. As usual, the caravan stopped at a certain place for the night. Just before leaving early the next morning, the men tied the carriage onto the back of the camel, while Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha had gone out to relieve herself. When she returned, she found that the necklace which she had been wearing was missing. She went back to look for it. Meanwhile, the caravan left, everyone thinking that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was in her carriage. Instead, she was left behind alone in the desert. She thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would notice her absence on the way, and someone would be sent back to look for her. She sat down on that very spot where her camel had been tied. Feeling tired, she fell off to sleep without any fear or any worry. This is the special tranquility given as a gift to the righteous. A woman of today, however, left alone in the jungle, in the darkness, would be so afraid that instead of going to sleep, she'd be crying and wailing until the morning. Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu an, a noble sahabi who always traveled behind the caravan to pick up anything left or dropped behind, came to the spot where Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was sleeping and noticed a person lying in the ground. When he came closer, he recognized whom he had seen before the verses of Parda were revealed. He loudly read, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." She woke up and covered her face. He lowered his camel to the ground and she climbed on. He then led the camel by its nose ring until they reached the caravan. Abdullah bin Ubay, the leader of the hypocrites and an enemy of the Muslims, began spreading a rumor falsely accusing Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu an of zina. Some of the simple Muslims also joined in this rumor. This continued for a month, during which no ayah was revealed to prove the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the Muslims were very worried and anxious during this period, as this entire incident was distressing to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to many of the Sahaba and questioned many people, but no one could give him clarity. After 1 month, an entire ruku of Surah Nur was revealed, confirming the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and containing severe warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who circulate false rumors without any proof. One such person was Mistah radiallahu an, a Sahabi who was related to and was looked after by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an was very angry with Mistah radiallahu an for spreading the false news, and he took an oath that he would no longer help Mistah radiallahu an. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses in Surah Nur, the translation of which are, "Let not the wealthy and noble amongst you resolve on oath that they will not spend on their relatives and the needy, and on those who leave their homes for the sake of Allah, let them forgive and overlook. Do you not like that Allah may forgive you? Allah is forgiving and merciful." After this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu began helping him again. In fact, after the above ayat was revealed, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu doubled the allowance of Mistah radiallahu anhu. SubhanAllah.